This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The coronavirus pandemic hit a grim milestone Thursday with more than a million confirmed cases worldwide. The count by Johns Hopkins University says that about a quarter of them are in the United States. Italy has reported the most fatalities with more than 13,000 and climbing daily. A question on nearly everyone's lips and minds in the U.S. is, do I need to wear a mask? Some experts have said anyone who is not sick or caring for someone who isn't does need one. They say masks won't stop the virus. Other experts say even minimal protection from a face covering is better than nothing at all. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is recommending New Yorkers wear a scarf, a bandana, or some homemade covering over their mouths or noses, but not a surgical mask. He says those should be reserved for medical professionals. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti is also asking people to cover their mouths in public. U.S. President Donald Trump says the White House task force is still putting together guidelines on whether to wear a face covering. U.S. President Donald Trump on Thursday lashed out at Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, accusing him of being missing in action during the coronavirus response and for saying incorrect sound bites about the administration's handling of the health crisis. He said if you spend less time on your ridiculous impeachment hoax, then New York would not have so completely unprepared for the invisible enemy, according to Mr. Trump in a letter released by the White House Thursday. Earlier Thursday, Schumer of New York had called on Mr. Trump to appoint a national czar to oversee the production and distribution of medical supplies, telling MSNBC that the system that the administration has in place is horrible. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.